I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Climate scientists have a dire warning for us citizens of planet Earth. If we want to head off the worst impacts of climate change, then we need to cut global carbon emissions by about two-thirds by mid-century. That is a lot. And there are two basic ways to get there. Replace fossil fuels with renewable energy sources, or we can use a lot less energy. One Silicon Valley engineer is focused on that second solution by making buildings smarter. The World's Jason Margolis has our story.
7 years ago, Mark Chung took a three-week vacation. When he came home, his electricity bill looked more than a little off.
Well, normally my energy bill is about, you know, 100 to 130 bucks. This one was like 560 bucks.
So he called his local utility and said, there's something wrong with my meter.
And they're like, oh, no, you know, we've had these smart meters rolled out for a few years now. Everything's fine. I'm like, okay, well, can you tell me where I spent the electricity? And they're like, on your house. And I was like, that's just not helpful at all.
Chung was trained as an electrical engineer at Stanford. So he did what any engineer might. He went to Home Depot.
Bought these kilowatt meters that they had on the shelves. They're like 10 bucks. We hacked them to be Wi-Fi enabled, and I plugged them throughout my house. And I couldn't find anything that was an anomaly.
So Chung took things to the next level and built an electrical map to monitor every appliance, every piece of machinery in his house. And he found the problem. The pool pump had some broken rotor bars.
Even though it was running at the same schedule that it was before, it was just consuming a lot more energy to do the same amount of work.
Problem solved and business idea hatched. If Chung could map his house, why couldn't he scale things up and map a factory or a hotel that uses a lot of electricity? So Chung left his day job and launched a company he named Vertigris. NASA was one of his early backers. But back to that pool pump. How did Chung isolate that as the electricity-sucking source? Let's head over to Scotland to find out. About 15 miles west of Edinburgh, I met Robbie Graham at the Jabil factory.
So I've been here 18 and a half years now.
You're Scottish?
Yes, definitely.
Jabil is a worldwide company that builds a lot of electronics parts, the stuff that goes inside your brand name radios, TVs, and computers. Jabil is also an investor in Vertigris. A few months back, Graham installed the Vertigris system. He opens an electrical panel box and shows me dozens of wires with small clamps around them. The clamps measure the flow of current, around 8,000 times a second.
You see, there's 9 sets of clamps here on in a very small area.
So you know what each of these wires goes to?
Yes.
So what are these wires, for example, go to?
These wires go to my air handling units on the roof.
To the roof, where Neil O'Loughlin picks up the tour.
Well, look, you're getting to see the sun. We couldn't have got it any better, to be fair.
Seeing the sun is a big deal during the Scottish winter. Anyway, we're standing on the roof of this huge 125,000-square-foot factory, looking at these massive fans. The clamps around the wires downstairs collect information on how much electricity each of these units use, then sends that to the cloud.
You're able to actually see which one has maybe been driven harder than the rest, and why. So we start to ask questions. So while Vertigris may not give you, it's never going to hand you the answer. It's part of a detective story to some degree where you've got to go and, you know, take the clues that it gives you and you have to go and try and find out what that is.
In this case, the system quickly identified an industrial-sized air conditioner that was using too much juice. They fixed it and saved a lot of wasted energy. In another case, O'Loughlin says Vertigris showed big spikes in energy use in the middle of the night. He figured out that security guards were flipping on all the lights.
So that's 300 odd lights that need to be switched on just to go and, you know, do a walk around like we're doing at the minute. Whereas with smart lighting controls, we can say, well, actually, we're only going to bring them up 50%, so they're going to use half the energy, and we only need to bring on certain lights, so we can only bring on 30% of them.
So you make lots of little changes, and it adds up to big changes.
Yes, absolutely.
The factory's monthly electricity bill quickly fell by 20%, saving the company thousands of dollars. The goal at this factory, eventually cut energy use by 80%. Turning off the lights at night, though, and putting in energy-efficient LED light bulbs, that was easy. Getting the rest of the way there, that's going to take a lot more effort and capital investment. But O'Loughlin thinks they can get there. Consider the air conditioners, which he calls chillers.
We have chillers. They spit out heat. How can we reclaim that? How can we use it so that we don't then burn fossil fuel to heat the building?
There are a growing number of companies like Verdigris now offering products that monitor how buildings use energy. So here's my question. Why isn't every hotel, every factory, every hospital using this technology?
So I think it's organizational, psychological, and political. It's not economics and it's not technology.
John Sturman is with MIT's Sloan School of Management. He stresses that investing in energy-efficient buildings is the cheapest, fastest way to cut our energy use and greenhouse gas emissions. But many businesses don't want to spend the money to fix what isn't yet broken. And when it comes to new technologies, using the cloud to monitor every electron spent, Sturman says many hotel and hospital administrators ask this question.
Who else is doing this? And of course, at the beginning, not very many.
So I said to Mark Chung in Silicon Valley, let's say I own a 20,000 square foot factory. Convince me to pay you a monthly fee to monitor my energy use.
20,000 square foot factory. Okay. I'm just doing back of the envelope calculation. I mean, it's probably going to be roughly a few hundred bucks a month, but you will probably save easily 10x that.
Let's repeat that. Spend a few hundred bucks a month to save a few thousand. For a hospital, those savings could translate into hundreds of thousands of dollars annually. For a company like Jabil, with more than 100 factories worldwide, savings could be in the tens of millions. Now, translate these cost savings into energy savings across the globe.
Buildings consume about two-thirds of the world's electricity, and half of that is wasted. And that is probably about 15 to 20% of greenhouse carbon emissions today. So
good for business, good for the planet. Chung has huge goals, but he's modest about what he's trying to accomplish. He says he's just an engineer using his skills to help solve a problem. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.
You can see how that smart factory in Scotland actually works. We've got a video at PRI.org.